Okay, it's appropriate to continue the sugyas of Yom Kippurim because we know today is Yud Av, which puts us exactly at 2 months until Yom Kippur. So in case you have thoughts of tshuva, it's a good time as any to begin the process. Okay, Rabbi Say, so we spoke a lot last week about the halachas that govern Erev Yom Kippur, the halachas and the minhagim that govern Erev Yom Kippur. Now we're going to move into almost the bridge between Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur itself. And that bridge is the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur, beginning Yom Kippur early. Where did this come from, the notion of beginning Yom Kippur early? That's the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tesamen Aleph. The Gemara comments on the Pasuk, B'tisha L'chodesh B'erev, we already spoke about this Pasuk, vis-a-vis the mitzvah Sachila Erev Yom Kippur. Here the Gemara is a different drasha. B'tisha L'chodesh B'erev, Yom Kippur is not in the 9th of Tishrei. The Torah says explicitly several times it's in the 10th of Tishrei. So what is the meaning of telling us to begin B'tisha L'chodesh? From here we derive that you have to begin Yom Kippur early. You have to begin the fast early. And the Gemara goes on and says, and how do you know that you have to end Yom Kippur late? Because it says, Erev Ad Erev. So just as the first Erev, you begin a little bit before Yom Kippur begins. You end Erev, but so Yom Kippur, you keep on going, even a little bit after Yom Kippur is over. And then the Gemara says, how do you know that the same thing applies to Shabbos? Because it says, Tishpatu Shabbatchem. And how do you know it applies to Yom Tov? Tishpatu means everything. All the Shvi'is, there's a din of Tosefes Yom Kippur, a din of Tosefes Shabbos, Yom Tov, Bechnisoso, Bitsiyoso, Lidin Inu, Lidin Melona, Hakol Mikol Kol. So you walk away from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tesamen Aleph, and you realize there's a mitzvah, Gemura, Min HaTorah, to be Mosif Bichol HaKodesh. And then you open up the Rambam, and you find a very, very scaled down mitzvah of Tosefes. Ram at the beginning of Hilchos Shvi'is also does quote the mitzvah deraisa of Tosefes, but strangely enough, he only quotes it vis-a-vis Inui and doesn't say a word about Malacha. The Gemara is feverish and applies to Inui and Malacha, and the Ram only has it by the mitzvah of Inui, the mitzvah of fasting, or the other Inui. The Ram holds the other Inui deraisa also. So the Ram says you have to stop eating, stop take your shoes off, stop washing, all those things a little bit before Yom Kippur starts. But as you get the impression from the Rambam, you could be in your car, driving to shul, to continue until the buzzer, until the sun sets, as long as you're not eating at the time, as long as your shoes are off, you can be still driving in the car. That's what the Rambam sounds like in the beginning of the Sefisas also. So many of the Rishayim say, how could that be? How could there not be a din of Tosefes for Malacha? There's Tosefes for regular Shabbos. There's Tosefes for regular Yom Tov. So how can Malacha Yom Kippur be any different, any less, than regular Shabbos and Yom Tov? So the answer to that question is very simple. If you search Hilchos Shabbos high and low, and Hilchos Yom Tov high and low, you'll never find the mitzvah of Tosefes. The Rambam doesn't mention the requirement to be mostly Mechol HaKodesh. So now we have two things that are strange in the Rambam. The Rambam left it out vis-a-vis Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the Gemara has it explicitly. And even when the Rambam does quote it, he only quotes half of it. It's a half-baked version of Tosefes, only vis-a-vis Inu. So what is going on? How did the Rambam ignore the entire Gemara, Perisha Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah after Tesam Nav? So the Vilna Gaon in the Bir HaGra, Ner HaChaim, is a famous Bir. It's a very, very long Bir HaGra. We're not going to say the whole thing. The Bir HaGra basically explains that the Rambam understood that there's a fundamental machloikis atanoim about this very nekuda. And even though it's true that the Braisa, as quoted in Rashad Daf Tes, does accept Tosefes Lagabi Shabbos, the Rambam understood that there's another Tana tucked away in Shas that disagrees. Who is the other Tana? A Tana that is much stronger, much more powerful in Halacha than a Braisa or a Shad of Tes. It's a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah, when? Look at all the Stam Mishnahs of all Shas. The Gra found it. And the Gra claims the Rambam found it also. It's a Stam Mishnah in the first Berakh of Masech HaShabbos. The Mishnah, Masech HaShabbos, says, Achlek is being Bishamli Bisilel, about am I allowed to do Malacha, Erev Shabbos, during the day, that the Malacha is going to continue into Shabbos. Let's say, for example, can I set up a trap on Friday afternoon, that the deer is going to get trapped on Shabbos. So B'Shabbos says that's also bit of Torah. You're not going to do that. It's called Shvi'is Kalim. If you set up your kli to do a malacha on Shabbos, even though I'm in shul, I'm davening ma'ariv, I'm eating my shulam tomorrow morning, the animals are getting trapped, B'Shabbos says that's an issur deraisa of Shvi'is Kalim. And Beis Hillel is a bit of a such a thing. There's no such thing as Shvi'is Kalim. When Beis Hillel want to reject B'Shabbos' view of Shvi'is Kalim, so Beis Hillel speaks in a very poetic phrase. They say, "U Beis Hillel matir nim hashemesh." Reb Hillel says, as long as you can look outside and see the sun, you can do whatever you want, whatever you please. Whereas you, our colleagues, Bisham, I said, it's Friday afternoon, I got to make a cheshbonis, can I set up the trap, can I not set up the trap? Basil says, everything's okay. Until that sun sets, Basil matir Mishnah. That's the phrase that Basil used. Now again, the context of that Mishnah was, Basil coming, la'afuki, to contradict, to argue, to disagree with Bisham. But Basil used a very, very strange phrase, Basil matir in Mishnah. So the Ramban was already sensitive to this. The Ramban and Sefer Torah's Adam already raises a bomb kasha about how can Basil say such a thing? Basil Matir Rashemesh. Isn't there a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos? And if there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, must the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos obviously applies before the Shemesh, before the sun goes down? Ask the Ramban, once the sun goes down, it's already what did I say? It's already Binish Pashas. It's already Suffolk Yom Suffolk Laila. So once the sun has already gone down, it's already Suffolk Laila. I don't need the din of Tosefes Shabbos to tell me I can't do malacha. Typically, it's a Suffolk Deraisa L'chomer. Obviously, the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos is before the sun goes down. So if so, that this mitzvah, the Erev Erev, Tishvah Shabbat, that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah test applies to all Shabbos, all Yom Tovim, obviously must be pre-Shemesh going down. Have the Basil say with a straight face, Basil Matibra Shemesh, go out to the window and bet me here and take a look. If you see the sun still in the sky, you know it's okay. Like in this Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av. So if you want to know when you're allowed to eat till, I still see the sun. I see the sun, what's the problem? It's Basil Matibra Shemesh. That was once in Rosh HaNikra, and it was late in the day, it was time to go to Shkia, and there were a few people there. The Rosh HaNikra is right on the west, right on the Chof, right on the shore, all the way up in the north. And you get a beautiful, beautiful sunset there. So there are a few people tumbling. Can we still have mincha? Not have mincha. So one of them said, when was Shkia yesterday in Bnei Brak? I said, when was Shkia yesterday in Bnei Brak? I said, look at the sun. They were trying to figure out the guy. 7:58 is Shkia. Look at that. We forgot that Shkia is not something that it says on a Maizmanim. Shkia is supposed to be what the sun does. So if you're staring at the sun, if you see the sun, you're not Shkia yet. So Basil HaMatir Meshemesh asks the Ramban, how could they say that with a straight face, Matir Meshemesh? What happened to the Sefer Shabbos? So the Ramban turns the world upside down to try to explain away what the answer to that kash is. So the Vilna Gaon says, according to the Rambam, you know what the answer to the kash is? That the Stam Mishnah Maseret Shabbos denies what? Denies the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. There is no Tosefes Shabbos. It doesn't exist. That's exactly what they still said. They still about Tosefes Shabbos just tant about the same. We deny the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. What do you mean you deny the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos? It's a posse in Chumash. Betisha L'chadosh Be'erev. So the Gra is now trying to reconstruct what the Tanoim in Maseret Shabbos must have held, what they sell, what the Stam Mishnah held. The Stam Mishnah in Maseret Shabbos must have held that, yes, there's a pasuk of Tosefes, but the Tosefes is not for Shabbos. That was already a drush. That was already a drush of the time of the Brais and Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. The other way of understanding Tosefes is it's only by Yom Kippur, and there is no comparison, there is no extrapolation to Shabbos and Yom Tov. And guess what? Not only is it only by Yom Kippur, it's only by what Rabbi say? Yeah. Only by Inui, because that's what the Torah is talking about. The Torah says, it says, V'ilisim asav shoseichem, v'tishol ha-chadish be'erev, be'erev ne'avtash v'tishol shabbatchem. So the Torah is telling us, Yevad is a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur, but it's a very, very watered down mitzvah. It doesn't apply to other Shabbos or Yom Tov, for sure, that's the Mishnah Shabbos. And even by Yom Kippur, it only applies when it applies, namely to Inui. So that's the gross famous beer is where the Ram got it from. The Ram got it from his understanding of that Mishnah Shabbos as being a machlekes of Tanoim, and therefore we're going to be machwil aloch like a stam Mishnah against a stam, you know, against that's the Brisa, a lone Brisa tucked away in Maseches Rosh Hashanah.
But if the pasuk says erev ad erev tishpesu Shabbat chem, so then wouldn't that mean like wouldn't that include the Shvisa or the Shabbos part of Yom Kippur?
No, so that's what the Rambam understood that it's almost like the beginning of the pasuk. Inisem asav shaseichem tishlo chodesh be'erev. That's how the Rambam seems to
understand. He just ignores the
Tishrei Shabbat. Yeah, the Tishrei Shabbat is referring to the Shvisa from Inuyim. The Rambam L'Shitasa says that refraining from Inuyim and Yom Kippur is like a Din Shvisa. So that's just an Issa V'Yam. It's a Din Shabbos. You have to be sure that the Rambam is like, Yishem Sheshavis V'Malachach, Shavis Me'Inuyim. So we have a major Machlekes Rishayim now between the Rambam on the one side and many, many Rishayim, Rambam and others on the other side, who say that, other Rishayim say there's a mitzvah, Deraisa, every single Shabbos, we Makabal Shabbos early, to be Tosefes Shabbos, Deraisa, no questions about it. And Rambam says, doesn't seem to be such a mitzvah. Minatar for sure not. Maybe not even Midrabban. It's not clear whether there is a mitzvah Midrabban. Minatar for sure not. The best mitzvah that we have, the most that we have, is Tosefes Inui Legabi Yom Kippur. If and when you think there's a mitzvah of Tosefes, when the Rambam's watered down version or the other Rishon's extended version, What does the mitzvah tesefis mean? Is tesefis mean something that you fulfill b'shev al ta'aseh? It means I didn't eat. Or according to the Rishon, I didn't do malacha. That's the mitzvah. Or do I say no? The mitzvah is to actively be meisif b'chol ha'kodesh, either through pair, or maybe it's sufficient through thought process, after some kind of a kabbalah, machshava, dibur, something or other, as an expression of a kabbalah's kedushas hayom. Is there such a concept or not? So it's unclear. So what exactly does Tosefis, if and when Tosefis applies, what do you have to do to perform Tosefis? Very, very unclear. How long is Tosefis? Also very unclear. Tosefis says, Beitzer writes that it would appear for the Gemara there's some kind of a shear, but what it is, Tosefis says, your guess is as good as ours. We don't know what it is. The only thing we know for certain is that if and when Tosefis applies, it has to precede the realism of Malachi. You can't all of a sudden say there's Tosefis on Shabbos morning. It's ridiculous. It has to be whenever it would have and should have been mutter to do malacha, should have been mutter to eat, that's what Tosefis kicks in. So whenever you think Ben Hashmashas begins, Ben Hashmashas is the Safek Yom Safek Laila, whenever you think Ben Hashmashas is, that's when Tosefis precedes it. When do you think Ben Hashmashas begins? That's a very, very loaded machlokes. That's a famous machlokes with Rebbeinu Tam and the Gra, which is part of this discussion. Rebbeinu Tam had a famous Mishnah, Rebbeinu Tam said, just because you saw the sun set, that's not Ben Hashmashas before. Ben Hashmashas starts much, 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 much later on. And all the rays of the sun are done, and most of the rays, it's significantly later on in the night falling process. And according to the Gra, Ben Hashmashas begins, the Gra was following the Rif and the Ram, the Oinim, that the Ben Hashmashas begins at the time of Shkir. Generally speaking, we pass in Halacha like the Gra, so for sure they pass like the Gra in America. We also basically pass like the Gra, that at Shkir, that's already Safek Yom Safek Laila. Therefore, if and when you think there's going to be Tosefis, it better be before. So, how is that going to play out for us? So on a regular Friday night, you have to make sure not to be doing malacha before Shkia. You can't wait till the buzzer to do malacha. You have to refrain a little bit before. How long is a little bit? Unclear. You have to wait a little bit before to refrain from doing malacha. But according to some poskim, you also require an official kabbalah. You have to be mamish, makabel, kedusha zayom. So how are you going to do that? So if it's the summertime and you're making early Shabbos, you're in Beit Meir, and Shkia is 7:45, and you're davening Meir at 6:45, and you're saying Baruch Hu or Chadod, whatever you think the Kabbalah Shabbos is, so you got plenty of time to fulfill the mitzvah. But if you're in the middle of January in Dinek, and Shkia is at 4:30, and Mincha is called for 4:20, so when exactly is this grandiose Kabbalah Sayom going to take place? So you're going to wait for same as Mashiach, same as Mashiach, it's already 4:45, it's already too late. So when is this grandiose Kabbalah Sayom going to occur? So Mestamba, if it has to exist, it has to precede Shkiah. That's why there's some possible Machmir that every Shabbat, every Yom Kippur, every Friday night, every Erev Yontif, you have to formally be Makabel Kedush Sayom at least a few minutes before Shkiah. So the problem is if you daven, you can't do that for the Mincha once, you Makabel Yom, and you can't daven Mincha for a Chol anymore. So you gotta either daven early mincha, or you gotta daven a little quickly, and make sure you finish your Shemoneh Esrei a few minutes before Shkia, and then when you finish your Saar Shemoneh Esrei, say, I read a Makabel, whatever it is, you Makabel, Kedush to Shabbos, Kedush Yom Tif, before the Zman. Those who don't do this, like probably most people never heard of this, or those people who don't follow this, either they're relying on one of two things, either relying on the Gra and the Rambam, that there really is no such mitzvah on a regular Shabbos, or they're relying on the fact that to fulfill Tosefis, you don't need a formal Kabbalah, as long as Lamaisa, who's doing Malach at that point? The guy already parked his car 20 minutes ago, the guy's ready to daven Mincha Friday afternoon, he's not doing Malach anymore. So once he's B'Shev Al-Tasa, not doing Malach, that's already good enough for the mitzvah of Tosefis. But L'chadchila, probably the more correct thing to do is to get into the habit, as soon as you finish a Saar Shemoneh Esrei on Friday afternoon, a few minutes before Shkia, to form the Mincha Kabbalah.
Would it be better to daven
the Yechidus? I don't know much. I'll try to find a minion.
Well, like, is it for when it comes to Tosefis, do we dafka need to do it, or it's like better to do it?
No, it's again, if you hold like the Gra, then you don't really have to do it. But if you hold like the Shulchan Aruch, well, you should do it. So the more correct thing to do is to try. Just try to do it if you can. We're being limud chos on the oilam, then most people don't know about this, so they're relying on either the Ram and the Gra. They're relying on those poskim who say that it happens almost by itself.
Why isn't there a problem that if you are doing Tosefis, then according to the Gra and the Ram, you'll be saying some of this stuff before the proper Zman?
No. So you just say, I ran into a Kabbalah Tisha Shabbos. So it's not a true statement according to the Ramah. Okay. Even according to the Ramah, the Gra, the Anamachur, to do it, it probably is Toifes. And it could be that it takes effect. Now you're not allowed to do Malacha, because you have a Kabbalah upon yourself. That's a big question. According to the Ramah, the Gra, that there's no real Chiyuv to do it, so why does it work? The Gemara in Brachos says that once you, let's say if you daven Ma'ariv early, the Gemara says you're not allowed to do Malachi after you daven Ma'ariv early. Once you Mekabel Shabbos, it's appointed according to the other Rishonim who say this Tosefes, so I understand why. Once you Mekabel it, then it becomes also Besiyas Malacha. But according to the Rambam of the world, there's no such mitzvah anyway, so why is it working with the Evet? That's a further question. But this is the background. We're learning Hilchos Yom Kippur, not for Shabbos right now. When it comes to Yom Kippur, so then the stakes are much higher. Then for sure everyone should try to fulfill Tosefes properly, because Tosefes, according to everybody, is a deraisa, at least vis-a-vis the Inuyim. So even according, if the rest of the year you're a Rambam and Gronik, and you know, not so machpat on Tosefes, but when it comes to Yom Kippur, even the Rambam and the Gronik would concede that you have to have Tosefes. So now the only shail is, must that Tosefes be formally verbalized, or is it enough just, I'm not doing email, I'm not eating anymore, I took off my shoes already, I'm already observing Yom Kippur, I didn't formally accept it. So that would be the further shail of Machlokes Secharonim. So therefore, when it comes to Erev Yom Kippur, with the mitzvah derais and chol adeyas of Tosefes, it would be the correct thing to do to be the kabbuk to shayom bepeh, which is what many people do. You say tilazak, and it's a long tefillah, you got to come in shul full time. Before chol nidre, so many people say tilazak at the very end, the last paragraph of tilazak has the official form of Kabbalah sayyayim. So for whatever reason, you're not saying tilazak, so before chol nidre, you know, a few minutes before shkia, you should really have that, you should make a form of Kabbalah sayyayim in order to fulfill that mitzvah midat Torah. Those who don't do that, so they're relying on those who say that happens by itself. You don't really have to make a form of Kabbalah Chachila. That would be a chashash v'derais, and once you try to make a form of Kabbalah Sayyayim. Every Shabbos Matoiv, but every Yom Kippur, there's even more reason to be Matoiv. Okay, that's your Kabbalah.
Yeah, that's right.